ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Trust us. We invented electricity.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, coming to you from the shores of the Cochico River in Dover, New Hampshire, the oldest permanent settlement in New Hampshire and the seventh oldest in the United States. Established in 1623 as the Cochico Plantation by two English settlers who arrived here in 1603, William and Edward Hilton. I don't know why it took them 20 years to name the town, but they did. They adopted the Abenaki Native American name of Cochico, which means rapid foaming water, as in the waterfalls that are in the Cochico River in downtown Dover. My name is John Lovering, and I am your host for the Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and a well-known history teacher here in my house. But that's because I am the oldest person here in my house. But that's a story for another day. Right now, I'm going to introduce the track on this session of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I thank you for listening. On December 2nd, 1948, the Kraft Music Hall featured the legendary Al Jolson as the host. His special guest star for this episode was none other than the remarkable Peggy Lee. Al Jolson was known for his captivating performances, and he shared the stage with Peggy Lee, creating a memorable musical experience. These shows were a delightful blend of music, comedy, and entertainment, bringing joy to audiences during that era. So with no further delay, let's get into the Kraft Music Hall. Hopefully there's a few seats for us left there, and enjoy this. You are listening to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. My name is the oldie John Lovering, and I'm your host. Thank you for listening.
With Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Peggy Lee.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall. And here's a little song that you may think is out of season, but I think it has a spirit of joy much like that of Christmas. Okay, Lou, let's get it. I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Going to pack my cares in a whistle, blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red robin's out bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he stops robbing his own. Sweet song, oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, oh, be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red robin starts bobbing along. When the red robin starts bobbing along.
That was wonderful, Al.
Thank you, Oscar.
You continually amaze me. Where do you get that energy and life and vitality?
Well, it's no secret, Oscar. You see, in the human body, nature gave us a fine piece of machinery. And all I do is to try to keep that machine running.
Al, do they still have spare parts for your model?
Oscar, look. When I say a piece of machinery, don't take me illiterately.
I'm sorry. Do you mind repeating that again?
I say, when I say piece of machinery, don't take me illiterately.
This is a big moment. You've just introduced a new word into the English language.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, to enjoy life and be happy, you must learn to take things in your stride. Now, I remember when I was just a poor kid. Days and days, Oscar, I didn't have anything to eat. In fact, I was starving. But did I let it throw me? No, sir. I just pulled my belt buckle tighter.
Did that help?
I almost choked to death. I was wearing an old pair of George Raft's pants. Look at him, will you? He wears them up to his neck.
See, Al, I appreciate the advice you give me, and though I often kid you, I want you to know I feel it's a great honor to be working alongside of you.
Well, thank you, Oscar.
I'd like to go even farther, that I wouldn't have to be working alongside of you.
Oscar, look, why do you say those things? When people ask me what kind of a fellow Oscar Levant is, I give you a nice build-up. You know me. When I have to lie, I lie.
Why shouldn't you give me a build-up, Al? They're always saying nice things about you. For instance, there's an article in the current issue of Esquire called The Young Al Jolson.
A story in Esquire about me?
Don't tell me you didn't read it.
Well, to tell the truth, Oscar, when I read Esquire, I never get past the pictures.
Well, enough talk about you. I'm going to play the piano.
What's your number going to be, Oscar?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're going to play?
I never know. I just wait until the next day and see who sues me.
Well, look, Oscar, nobody will sue you if you play that new song. You know, Bagels and Bows. But maybe that's a little high class for you. Do that low-down thing, the Greek concerto. Play that, will you, Oscar?
Thank you.
Homemakers have just 3 weeks now to get that food budget in good shape for the holiday splurge. Economize now by serving cheese main dishes often. The price of cheese is down, and ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality, complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So get smooth-melting Kraft American or Old English brand for grand cheese casserole dishes, for cheese sauce, cheese souffle, and so on. Get K-brand natural cheddar for husky luncheon sandwiches, plain or toasted. You'll please the family, feed them well, and save money by cooking with cheese often.
Oscar, do you know what you're playing?
Do I know? It's one of the greatest song hits you ever sang.
Yes, sir. Takes me back to the old Winter Garden. I remember the scene well. There was a cotton plantation, and I was singing to my mammy. Rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie. Hang that cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line. Swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in you. Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it for me and old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Oscar, you know something? Though many years have passed, the Winter Garden is still in business, and right now, they've got a big new hit show there.
Yeah, Bobby Clark is appearing, and Mike Taws as the girls go. He plays the husband of a woman president.
Imagine if there was a woman president. Can't you just see yourself picking up the morning paper and reading, "The president had twins last night"?
My wife acts like a president now.
Yeah?
Every time I open my mouth, I get vetoed.
Well, Oscar, maybe she feels you're a bad legislation. But you know, in that show, there's a wonderful song called "I Got Lucky in the Rain."
Al Jolson will now sing a song that's only 2 weeks old. Listen carefully, and you'll hear it age.
I got lucky in the rain one day when I had nothing to do for an hour. I walked around in a shower. I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along. Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Like this, you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky in a
was just thinking, why couldn't we put on a musical show like Mike Todd?
Well, that's not a bad idea. Now, let's see. How a musical would shape up, huh?
Well, Al, here's Peggy Lee.
Well, that's a good musical shape. Peggy, Oscar and I are just about to put a musical together. Would you like to be the leading lady?
Oh, well, who's going to be the leading man?
Well, that's me.
Oh, well, maybe you better call Sophie Tucker, huh?
Look, Peggy, I heard you singing last night with that fella Crosby, but today you're singing with Jolson. You know, you can't go any farther.
He's right, Peggy. This is a dead-end street. Now, here's how we start our musical. It opens where I'm the producer of a Broadway show. Peggy, you're my leading lady, and you're in love with me.
Why?
Because I'm all those wonderful things that I don't appear to be at the moment.
Okay, I'm in love with you, although I don't appear to be at the moment.
I hope I'm in this thing, though I don't appear to be at the moment.
Don't you worry, Al. You're in the story. The leading man is a tall, handsome, dashing young singer named Al Jolson.
No doubt played by Larry Parks.
If I have the story right so far. Everybody's in love with everybody else except Al Jolson, who's in love with himself.
Now, wait a minute. That isn't true. Now, here's the way we open. In the first scene, I hold Peggy in my arms.
Peggy in your arms?
Yeah.
Just a minute, Al. I'd like to be in there.
I'm sorry, Oscar. I'd rather hold Peggy in my arms.
Now, don't fight over me, boys. The show must go on, you know.
That's right. That's the first axiom of show business.
The first what?
Al, you know what an axiom is.
Sure, that's a small X with a yum in it. I got one up there.
Well, that's close enough. Now let's see, where were we?
Well, I don't know where you fellows are, but I'm on a slow boat to China. To get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone, get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. To myself alone. There are lots of boats sailing the sea, but there's only one boat for you and me. I'd love to get you alone for a long, long time. I'll take a slow boat to China for mine.
During the next few weeks, you're sure to be looking for time-saving, good things to serve. Ideas? Ha-ha, we have them. For instance, when you're tired out from Christmas shopping, think of this easy dinner dessert. Just crackers and tart jelly with a creamy white, rich-tasting square of Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Or serve juicy fresh pears or rosy apples with that exquisitely fresh-tasting Philadelphia cream cheese. There are swell dessert ideas ready in 2 minutes. Remember this famous cream cheese for salads and sandwiches and the breakfast toast. And most of all, remember to get genuine Philadelphia brand, the brand of cream cheese made by Kraft and guaranteed fresh. Wise buyers look before they take a package of cream cheese. Wise buyers look for the words Philadelphia brand, backed by Kraft's guarantee of freshness.
Say, Oscar, I like the idea about doing a musical comedy, but what was Interruption by Ken Carpenter all about Kraft cheese? What was that?
Well, Mr. Kraft is our angel.
Well, I guess that accounts for the cheese being so heavenly. Woo!
That remark takes care of you for another season.
Thank you.
Now, let me tell you what happens in the second act. My leading man, Everett Crosby, has just eloped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a spot, or am I? I'm talking to you and Peggy backstage. Jolson, you're a struggling young singer. I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to let you sing with Peggy Lee.
Gee, thanks. I'll never forget you. As hard as I try, I'll never forget you, and I'll try.
Okay. Get out there and sing. Give it all you've got, if you've got any left.
Brother, I got plenty I ain't used yet. Come on, Peggy, let's sing. What do you
all
say?
Right.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me.
I can't help it.
Your sighs are so like mine.
Maybe we fit.
Yes, your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
Oh, sing it.
People will say we're in love.
Don't stop collecting things.
Give me my rose and my glove.
Is that all I got of yours?
Yes, that's all.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things.
People will say we're in love. Do you mind, Asa, what they say?
Not if you don't, Peggy.
Great, Peggy. Now get out there for the finale. And if you're good, Jolson, I'll give you a big check.
Never mind the check, Miss Levant. Money isn't everything. Money's the root of all evil. It's rubbish. I'd rather have the silver in my voice than in my bank.
Oh. Very noble. How sad it came out the other way.
Hey, here's the finale, Al. The Birth of the Blues. It's real torchy. Did you ever sing Low Down?
Did I ever sing Low Down? Are you kidding? I've been singing on my knees for years.
Well, crawl out there and start singing.
Gee, I'm finally a big star on Broadway. My name will go up in lights. Maybe someday it'll be written in the sky. I can just see it. Honest John, used Al Jolson.
Come on, Al. They're playing the introduction to The Birth of the Blues.
Okay, Peggy. I'll take the upper berth, and you take the lower, huh?
I'll get there before you.
They heard that breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues.
And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail.
I guess that's you, huh?
And they played that.
What?
As part of the blues.
From a whippoorwill over the hill, they dug a new note,
pushed it through a hole. blue nose.
And then they nursed it,
rehearsed it,
and gave out with the news
that the sad land gave birth to the blues.
From a whippoorwill over the hill, they dug a new nose,
pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue nose.
And then they nursed it,
rehearsed it,
and gave out the news
that the Southland gave birth to the blues.
Well, smart shoppers, here's a special note. Whenever you're buying cream cheese for salads or sandwiches or dessert, always say, I want genuine Philadelphia brand. And then notice the name Philadelphia brand printed right on the package. Now, we make this suggestion because some people think any cream cheese is Philadelphia cream cheese. But the truth is, Philadelphia is the brand name of the cream cheese made only by Kraft, the rich-tasting, fresh-tasting brand guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Treat the folks to this famous cheese tomorrow for a salad or sandwiches or dessert. Have delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese, the one and only.
I guess there's nothing sadder in this whole world than a fellow carrying a torch for the gal he loves.
But sad as it is, it makes a beautiful theme for a song, and Irving Berlin thought of that, oh, a long time ago. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. That everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Good night, everybody.
Peggy Lee appears with the courtesy of the Chesterfield Supper Club. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Dennis Day. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lemoyne and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.